Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
On the overnight, accompanied by fog, turning into a rain-snow mix, and then just snow around 5 a.m. Little or no snow accumulation is expected for our Tuesday. A 30% chance of snow in the morning, foggy in the morning as well. A sunny day, the high around 36. K-I-I-C. And now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me now on the phone line for my installment of Just Start Talking, I have Rachel Van Nortwick, and she is the founder of Vinyl.ly. It's a dating app that talks about matching with music. Rachel, thanks for being with me here on KIIC today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Before we get into this very, very interesting connection between dating and music, tell us a little bit about your background first.
Sure. So I am a lifelong music fan. I started collecting vinyl when I was 6 years old and have been to now well over 600 live shows, and in my career, I've been a lifelong marketer, so marketed, you know, consumer products and business products, and so I kind of combined my experience with my passion.
That is indeed a very good passion. What about your first album that you collected way back when? You remember your first one?
Yes, I do. So my very first album that I bought was actually the Flashdance soundtrack.
I remember it well.
Yes, and then my first cassette tape was Cyndi Lauper, True Colors.
Oh my goodness, you're going way back, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Did you get into music yourself, so to speak, in terms of playing an instrument, anything like that?
When I was a kid in elementary school, I definitely, you know, tried a few different instruments out, like, you know, piano, and I think maybe like flute even, and, you know, that's not where my talent lies. I'm much stronger in, you know, music appreciation.
And that's a very, very good field to be in. Talk about your most recent concert that you attended for a big name. You know, you mentioned that you've been to 600 live events. Sometimes that might be in a bar, sometimes that might be in a park. But what about a concert that you've been to lately?
So I'd say the last maybe big concert that I went to was LCD Sound System, if you're familiar with them. I saw them in L.A., maybe a couple weeks ago.
Cool. And so this is a classic country station. Have you done anything on that realm?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am a big country fan. So I went to Stagecoach this summer. So I'm based in Phoenix. So went to Stagecoach out in, you know, the Palm Springs area, which was like three days of country music, which was great. I've seen a lot of really great country music bands. Probably my favorites, you haven't asked me that, but probably my favorites are right now, you know, I love Chris Stapleton. I love Maren Morris. I love old school, you know, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, of course. Healthy appreciation for country as well.
Super, super, super. For my installment of Just Start Talking this week, I've got Rachel Van Nortwick. She's the founder of Vinyl.ly. It's a dating app that matches the music with the individuals. So talk about that company first. How long has Vinyl.ly been in existence? And talk about how and why you got into that.
Sure. So I founded Vinyly in 2016. We launched the app on the iOS App Store in October 2019, just before the pandemic. And, you know, for me, obviously, you know, being a music fan, music's important to me, but I was actually married to someone who, you know, was a great guy, but actually, you know, sort of confessed after we were married that he wasn't really into going to see live music anymore. And, you know, that definitely, you know, put a strain on our relationship because it's something that's so important to me. And I realized that, you know, for lots of other people as well, right? Like music is a part of many people's identity. Nowadays, young people, or music is the way that young people express themselves. And there's, you know, additional science that actually backs Vinyly's mission. So there are a lot of reasons that kind of pointed me in the direction of, hey, you know, why don't you create an app that matches people solely based on music compatibility?
What a phenomenal idea, and you brought it to fruition, creating that app, and I'm assuming that it's free?
It is. It is a free app to download. You know, within the app, we do have in-app purchase options as well. So we try to provide options that are more affordable than other dating apps out there.
Well, that's very important because of today's dollar is a little bit tight, and people kind of think about that as it goes through the budgeting. Go ahead and talk about how does Vinyly use music to match those users?
So we take either your Spotify, if you choose to sync it, or you can use our proprietary profile generator. Either way, we get music data about you, and then we combine that with a few questions about the role music plays in your life, and then, you know, what you're looking for on the app. So are you looking for, you know, something serious, something less committed, you know, sexual preference, radius of where you want to find someone, those types of things. And then our algorithm produces matches. We deliver those matches to you in order of highest volume to lowest volume. That's sort of what we call it in terms of how we think of match potential.
Wow, that's great. That's great to hear. I'm talking with Rachel Van Noortwijk. She's the founder of Vinyly, which is a dating app that matches up users with music. You talked a little bit about what inspired you to connect dating and music compatibility. But tell me, how many users do you have right now worldwide?
So we are live in the U.S., U.K., and Canada currently. Usually, you know, we don't talk like exact specifics, but I can tell you that we have tens of thousands of users on the app.
Cool. That is really interesting to hear. Now, you mentioned earlier talking about science. Science plays a role with this. How does that demographic come into play? What information do you have scientifically about sharing those music tastes to build stronger connections?
So what's great is that, you know, other dating apps, right, are definitely more focused on superficiality. You know, there's not really any guarantee, right, that you would find someone and, you know, you would feel, you know, your best, your happiest with the person that you meet on a dating app. Vinyly is actually different in that, you know, our mission is backed by science. So sharing music is known to actually lower the stress hormone cortisol. It raises the dopamine levels in your body, so the positive hormones that you have. And then sharing music is proven to also help with communication in relationships. So, you know, a lot of really great reasons there. And so it's a really nice feeling to know that our app is, you know, doing positive things for people in terms of mental health versus some other dating apps where people can really sort of suffer the consequences of, you know, perpetual swiping and meeting people who maybe aren't on the apps for the right reason.
I'm talking with Rachel Van Noortwijk for my installment of Just Start Talking. She's the founder of a organization called Vinyly, an app for dating, matching up users with music. And, you know, Rachel, I can understand that cortisol information, the science behind it. When I'm traveling on the road by myself, I'm going to crank up my favorite CDs. I put a plural on that. Mm-hmm. And you just feel a lot better about, listening to that music because the fact that you're singing along more times than not, at least I am, to make you feel better. So that's kind of cool as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, music, beyond its effects in relationships, you know, music is proven to have positive effects on the brain, healing effects on the brain. I mean, there's a lot of you, if you want to, you know, geek out on this stuff like I do, there's a lot of really interesting academic studies out there about just, you know, the benefits of music on the brain. So we really embrace that here and, you know, have designed the app to really just be about someone's music DNA. You know, we don't have bios on the app. You can upload, you know, 4 pictures, but it's really about your music data, your music interests, that we think, you know, is the cornerstone sort of what we think is important for compatibility.
You know, the great thing about music, you not only listen to it, you could dance to it with your partner, and that connection as well creates a bond that it in reality would make you think that it would bring those people closer, that connection there, bodily connection. But music allows that to happen. Very rarely do people dance without music.
Of course, yeah. No, I mean, that's you know, a great first date option, right? For example, so within our app, you can actually search, suggest, and buy concert tickets all in the chat. And so we like to joke that, you know, we've provided everything for you for your first date, except maybe a short beer line. but, you know, it's a perfect opportunity, you know, to enjoy a night out with, you know, a match, you know, enjoying music. It's a perfect situation because, yeah, when people are listening to their favorite music or dancing, you know, they are being their authentic selves. And usually, you know, people have smiles on their faces. They're in a good place. And I mean, isn't that the vibe that you want to be able to meet someone, you know, in? So, yeah, dancing is definitely a great way to experience music with someone.
Amen to that. I'm talking with Rachel Van Nortwick. She's the founder of Vinyly, produced an app for dating, matching up music folks with each other, and that's kind of cool. Now, don't be giving me any names, but can you share any success stories from users who found meaningful connections through this app called Vinyly?
Yes. So one of the ones I really like to talk about is a story of 2 Vinyly users who had lived in the same city and had been going to see shows at, you know, the same venues for, you know, like 10 years. But they bumped into each other on Vinyly. So, it's just really cool that we brought people together who were already, you know, sort of kindred spirits, but wouldn't otherwise have met. And so then, you know, now they, you know, go to those concerts together. So that's a very cool feeling for us.
That it is, for sure. And I'm sure there's other success stories as well. Hey, go ahead and talk about how Vinyly stands out in a crowded world of dating apps and what's next on the platform. I, for one, understand that crowded world of apps is just incredible how many different venues there are for people to explore to find that connection with someone else. But in reality, talk about how Vinyly stands out in that crowded world.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're absolutely right. There are 1,600 dating apps on the app stores. And so, you know, the way that we stand out is just being very authentic to who we are and what we are. And, you know, we have benefited, I think, just because we are different. The experience on our app is different. I mean, it's really all about music. I think have the largest app in that space, which is great. And so for us, really, you know, we just try to grow our awareness as we compete with some of those larger players like Match Group, which owns a lot of different dating apps, and Bumble. So, you know, for us, we're just trying to find our music people. And that's what, you know, that's our goal.
And that sounds like a lot of success right there. So anything in the future going to be happening with this particular platform?
Yeah, so we have obviously a lot of different things we want to do. Something we haven't touched on is that, maybe you are looking for concert buddies, right? Maybe you're not even looking for something romantic necessarily. You just want people that you can go to see concerts with. So we have that functionality today. So you can actually go on and find a platonic concert buddy. But also, too, what we want to develop is the idea around, you know, couples who meet on the app or just couples in general looking to find other couples or other just, you know, people to go to shows with. So we're going to continue to build out our concert buddies functionality so that it can actually be a way that, you know, honestly, anybody in a group can come on and find additional people to share in music.
That is awesome to have that concert buddy as well. Don't need to be thinking about a romantic get together as a companionship. Just go listen and enjoy. That is so cool. I've been talking with Rachel Van Nortwick. She is the founder of Vinely. It's a dating app that matches those music people with those individuals that want to connect on that particular location. You can listen to this podcast of our Just Start Talking all over again by going to our website at www.kiicradio.com. And on the top banner there's a place where you can hit that Listen Live tab. And on the right side, you'll be able to find this Just Start Talking episode with Rachel Van Nortwick and listen to it all over again. Rachel, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC and Just Start Talking.
Thank you for having me.
To understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity, and it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group. Not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Happy holidays from the Wes Ashland Insurance Team, located on the northwest corner of the Albia Square.
Happy holidays!
Well, these Highway 40 blues, days since I've been gone, and I'd love to see the lights at home. It's what the billboard light said. Shattered dreams, my mind is numb. My money's gone, stick out my thumb. My eyes are filled with bitter tears. Lord, I ain't been home in years. Got the highway 40 blue.
Every year, every New Year's, we all of us Well, about 40% of us say that they're going to get healthy in the new year, and about 2% of that 40% actually do it. Because the 40% of people who actually go to go do it figure out, yeah, I'm just going to eat the chips.
Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And they'd waltz the eyes of the five and dime. Eddie played the steel guitar, and his mama cried as he played in the bars. He kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. Oh, and still that love survived. Cause they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight. It's five and dime. One of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side. And he sang, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Closer to me, cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight. It's five and dime. Eddie traveled with the barroom band till arthritis took his hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got a house to keep, dime store novels and love so sweet. They dance to radio late at night. And they sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight. It's five and dime. Dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight.
Merry Christmas from Brian and Barbara Lindbergh and Shelter Insurance Companies. May all your wishes come true.
Back to the feelings we share.